And now, young Widder Brown. Ellen Brown, in a critical condition as a result of the shocking events at the Simpson household some nights ago, is merely holding her own at Help Center Hospital, with anxious friends joining in vigil waiting for word about her. Now Mariah Hawkins, the faithful friend managing Ellen's tea room while she is ill, talks with their neighbor Noreen Temple, who has dropped by to collect more clothes for Ellen's children who are staying with her. And upstairs, Noreen is saying,
I think I have everything now, Mariah. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a good supply of things because you know perfectly well that Ellen isn't going to be back here for some time.
No, Noreen, she isn't. I wrote my sister and Amenia to come and stay at my house for the summer. I have two roomers booked, you know, and I don't want to disappoint them. But I couldn't be running back and forth between there and Ellen's tea room.
Oh, of course you couldn't.
So I'll just let Sarah stay there and I'll stay here.
Things don't look very good, do they, Ma?
No.
I tell you, when I see that Louise Simpson, I can just about be civil to her.
I know.
She was over last night to see her, but about the wills.
Oh?
She is positively the most grasping person. For heaven's sake, she got all the money her husband Alex left. Now she wants to be quite sure she inherits his brother Christopher's money. Plus, if you please, anything that Christopher inherited from his wife, Madeline.
But Christopher killed Madeline, Noreen.
Even so, he died after her. That's the thing that counts.
Oh!
Even by 5 minutes. Which, of course, is lucky for Louise. Because this way, Louise inherits Christopher's money, she being the last Simpson, even if only by marriage. And, of course, this appears to be Louise's lucky year. And Ellen's unlucky one.
Oh, if Ellen only hadn't gone to Louise's house that night. It was the night of the cake sale and the bingo game, remember? I was on my way home late. Oh, I can just hear. She slowed down for a light, and I called. Ellen! Oh, Ellen!
Why, Mariah, what are you doing out so late?
Oh, I'm just walking home from the bingo game down at the firehouse. I might ask you the same thing, out in the car alone and all.
I'm on my way to Louise Simpson's house. Here, get in. I'll drop you home.
Well, thank you, Ellen. That's twice today I've had a lift. Anthony took me to the cake sale.
Oh, did the sale go over well?
Oh, just fine.
I tried to get to it, but I don't know, Mariah. I'm so tied up lately.
With those crazy Simpsons.
Yes. Louise Simpson's going to leave my house tonight and go to Shadow Lawn Sanitarium. She's staying there for a week or two till she can pull herself together.
It'll take more than a week or two to get her pulled together, Ellen. I can tell you that much.
I suppose. She sounded all right a few minutes ago when I left her in my guest room. I'm on my way over to her house now to pack some things for her.
And why, in pity's name, couldn't she do that herself? Is she so nervous she can't pack a suitcase?
And she really is. She's positive her brother-in-law, Christopher, and his wife are going to kill her.
Could you blame them? Louise has all the Simpson money, and she won't share it with Christopher and Madeline.
Oh, Mariah, now really.
Well, I'll go along with you, Ellen, and help you pack Louise's things.
Oh, well, that won't be necessary, Mariah. As a matter of fact, I want to do this without attracting any attention at all.
Uh-huh.
Louise gave me her key. It's so late, Madeline and Christopher will have gone to bed, and they'll just think it's Louise come back. I'll go straight to her room, pack a bag, and leave, I hope, without their hearing me.
And that was it, Noreen. I thanked Ellen for the lift and waved goodbye to her. Sent her to what could have been her death.
Oh, now, Mariah, you can't blame yourself.
If I'd have been with Ellen, something would have happened.
Oh,
if only I'd gone with her.
If. Look at Anthony. If he'd telephoned her after that emergency operation, he'd have found out that Ellen wasn't home.
Oh, yes, Noreen. Oh, I don't know. But I do know the cause of this whole dreadful thing. Louise. She's the one person who's profiting by it. She's a rich woman now, and she's... Oh, I don't know. She looks to me like a happy woman.
She won't be for long. Not when she really accepts the fact that Anthony Loring is all Ellen's.
Anthony's sister Victoria was here last night, and I had the great pleasure of being very unkind to her.
Good.
The idea, coming in here and scolding Anthony for not answering her calls. Has she any idea what that poor man's going through?
Victoria Loring's only idea is to try to get her brother away from Ellen. Wouldn't you think she'd relax and accept Ellen? Isn't it strange that she persists in trying to separate them?
Well, the way I talked to her last night, I don't think she'll be so obvious about it anymore. Of course, with Louise so rich, Victoria's just as apt to side with her and really help her try to catch Anthony.
I guess we'll all have to gang up a little harder, that's all, Maria.
And I'm sure we'll all be delighted to. Because when Ellen begins to convalesce, she won't want any battles with Louise.
Yes. Then she begins to convalesce.
Don't think about it. Maureen, you mustn't think about it.
I know. She's got to get well, Maria. Ellen's got to get well. Her children, Anthony, all of us. We need her.
And at Helton Hospital, Dr. Anthony Loring is reading over the letter he has dictated to his secretary. Beside it, on his desk, are x-ray pictures and a large envelope. Opposite him sits Olivia McAvoy, superintendent of nurses, listening as Anthony finishes reading the letter.
So much for the technical details. She's very ill, Professor, and I'm very anxious about her. Now, can I encroach on your privacy, your vacation this summer, to ask you to come down here from the lakes and look her over? I feel that an operation is necessary, but I feel, too, that you're the only man to do it. I don't like to inject the personal or the emotional into a request like this, but I'm afraid I can't help myself. Sincerely, Summer. Well, Mac?
You couldn't be more explicit, Anthony.
You're a gem, Mac, to get the whole history worked up so beautiful for me.
Of course, I have no interest in the case myself.
Well, the thing about you is you do this for anybody. Well, let's get it all into the envelope and off to the post office.
I'm off duty this afternoon, Anthony. Let me drive the letter out to the airport. Let it go airmail.
Airmail?
Mm-hmm. I checked. The post office is about 30 miles through tough country from the camp that Dr. Humphreys is staying at. But the plane can drop the envelope off at the field, and the state troopers will pick it up and get it to him.
Mac, you're a wonder. I never thought of doing it this way. Why, you'll have it tonight or tomorrow at this rate.
Of course. Now, go see your girl for a little while.
I wonder if it's good for her.
Ellen is a very disciplined person, Anthony. She won't let your visit hurt her. She's too determined to get well. Too determined to do her part.
And it's a big part in this case, Mac. A very big part. All right, I'll take her some posies I picked in her garden this morning. I thought she'd like that. I'll see you, Mac.
And a few moments later, Ellen smiles up at Anthony from her bed, saying...
Hello.
Visiting hours, Ellen. Only for you, it's visiting minutes, darling. How does it go?
Fine, Anthony. Flowers?
I stole them for you. Stole them from her own backyard.
Peonies. They last such a short time. Be sure that everybody gets some, Anthony. Tell Mariah Hawkins to cut all of them and give them around.
She'll take care of it.
They're good this year. I certainly worked hard enough over them. Anthony?
Yes, darling?
I'm coming out of a fog in all this.
Good.
Counting my toes and that kind of thing.
You have them all.
I can't move my arm.
No, darling, I know.
I didn't notice at first that they fed me and I... Is that what happened? Something paralyzed me?
Yes.
How bad?
Bad enough.
Oh. My feet, but my legs are all right.
Yes.
Is it the bullet? Is the operation serious?
Yes, dear.
Oh. Louise Simpson sent those flowers over there. Tremendous basket of them.
Louise?
Yes, Anthony. With affection and sympathy. That was on the card. Should have been with pity.
Anthony knows that Ellen realizes how formidable Louise Simpson can be. What will be Louise's next insidious move against young Widder Brown?